With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden says he is taking executive action to crack down on the number of illegal immigrants at the southern border. Many Americans not buying it. House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Biden said for months that he had run out of options for fixing issues at the border.
And now, suddenly, now he wants to issue some weak executive order. One, by the way, one executive order, supposedly to try to address the issue. It's window dressing. Everybody knows it. If he was concerned about the border, he would have done this a long time ago.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans Monday advanced legislation designed to punish the International Criminal Court after its top prosecutor recommended war crimes charges against Israeli leaders amid their fight with terror group Hamas.
The House Rules Committee voted 9-3 to send to the floor the legislation slapping sanctions on ICC officials. The full House is poised to pass the bill later this week and send it to the Senate, where it's expected to be ignored by the Democratic leaders who control the other chamber. The bill was designed to be bipartisan, as congressional leaders in both parties have sought to demonstrate Washington's support for Israel in the wake of Hamas's October 7th terrorist attacks. The White House, however, threw a wrench in those plans last week, announcing that the administration is not in favor of sanctioning the global court. The bill is expected to clear the House easily, with support from virtually all Republicans as well as several staunch pro-Israel Democrats. But because the White House rejected the plan, most Democrats are expected to vote against the measure when it hits the floor later in the week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
AT&T had a nationwide issue that impacted customers' ability to call non-AT&T users. A statement from the company said that the carriers were working as fast as possible to figure out what the issue was to fix it. Verizon said some of its customers were experiencing issues in the Midwest and Northeast when calling or texting customers served by another carrier. It marks the second time in 3 months AT&T has faced an outage of some sort. This is SRN News. The Air Force is sponsoring drag shows.
Judicial Watch has obtained documents through a Freedom of Information Act request that indicate Air Force officials have been spending taxpayer dollars to host drag shows and drag time story hour events for the children of service members. Some of the events have taken place on U.S. bases in this country, while others have been organized on bases in foreign countries, including the giant Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but there's a growing backlash against the queer trans agenda in this country. 25 states now have laws banning sex change operations on kids. Some states have also barred males from using female restrooms and locker rooms or competing in women's sports. There's also been efforts to ban drag performances or at least keep kids from attending them. Big business has been promoting the queer trans agenda for several years, but now some companies are beginning to back off. This is SRN News. Senator Tom Cotton is among a chorus of Republicans predicting the Donald Trump conviction will be easily overturned on appeal.
Senator Cotton says you don't have to be a lawyer to see flaws in the trial.
But from just a common sense layman standpoint, I think most fair-minded Americans can look at what happened in New York and say that this was grossly unfair.
Starting with a prosecutor who campaigned on a vow to prosecute Donald Trump.
And you had a judge who was a literal Biden donor.
Why all the abnormalities? Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network there's one simple explanation.
Is that they know that Joe Biden can't succeed on his own.
Bob Agner reporting.
Dangerous heat wave is setting in across parts of the country this week. California, Arizona, and southern Nevada could all see record-setting temperatures, while Texas may see record highs in different parts of the state, including San Antonio, and excessive heat warnings in effect for California's Central Valley. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.